Welcome to Success Babe Radio. I'm your host, Brooke Alexander, and I am so excited that you're here. I'm a mindset and success coach for women who are ready to create a life they love and define their own version of success. On this podcast, we explore topics such as self-love, mindset, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and all the things you need to create your vision and start taking action. Let's get into today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Success Babe Radio. This one is kind of a spur of the moment, random podcast, and I'm going to explain exactly why in just a minute. So I'm not sure if you know what I am saying about with the title of this podcast, which is Appreciate the Polarity. So I'm going to explain what I mean by that and then why you need to appreciate it. Yesterday, for most of the day, I started feeling anxious and overwhelmed and just like something was off. I've been creating a video workshop, which is great, but I realized that I've been kind of procrastinating about it, and this is due to me kind of being a perfectionist about it. Like, I don't like to use that term because it's a lame mask for other things, fear of judgment, whatever, but I'd just been procrastinating about it, so I was being hard on myself about where I was at with it, how much I still needed to do, kind of feeling like I'd let myself down by not focusing on it more. And so this kind of spiraled into this whole like, what am I doing? Am I aligned? Is there something that I want? Something is missing. And it just kind of snowballed into this huge thing. And I just felt so, so heavy and anxious and like overwhelmed. And I just didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know where I was going. And it just kind of, I just kind of stopped what I was doing, and I just wasn't feeling great. And that's not a good place to be. Well, it's not when you're in that moment, it doesn't feel great. And I'm pretty sure you can probably relate, maybe not in the same exact situation, but maybe there's been times for you when you have felt this kind of like, what am I doing? What is going on? I don't know what all of this is. Is this even what I'm supposed to be doing? Do I even like this? Is this my own thing? And I even made a post on Instagram about it, saying that I couldn't even find my own thoughts in my head anymore. And part of this was because I've been prioritizing learning. So consuming a lot of information from all different sources, from the internet, from podcasts, from books, from other people, and all of it's useful information. Like, I don't really watch much TV at all. Like, I don't know when the last time I opened my Netflix was. Like, I've rewatched recently Firefly, which is a brilliant fucking TV show. If you haven't watched it, you need to go back and watch it. But like, that was maybe 3 episodes a week of that. And that's all I've watched. So, I mean, the information that I've been consuming has been all valuable learning information, but still my brain was bombarded and I wasn't able to kind of decipher my own thoughts. I wasn't really thinking for myself. I was taking other people's thoughts and mulling over those. So this contributed to this whole like just sense of overwhelm and lack of, I guess, clarity around exactly what I was doing, because I was doing things, I was producing work and results, albeit not at the pace that I want to be producing. I was producing stuff. And now I've kind of lost my train of thought, but this information overload was contributing to my brain just not being able to construct a clear path of its own. So yesterday, like, I was in it, I wasn't feeling great. And then today is a completely different story. Like, Today, sorry if you can hear noise outside, they're mowing the lawn or whatever, like the grass. It's, sorry. Today is a completely different story. Like, I was walking home from the gym and like I just kept on getting ideas and inspiration just like thrown at me. I don't know where it was coming from. It was almost like I was walking into them and they were just getting, someone was throwing these ideas at me and I was just catching them. And it's such a different feeling to the way that I was feeling yesterday. And the reason that I think that I say that you need to appreciate the polarity is because if I didn't have this overwhelming sense of anxiety and lack of clarity and just kind of not knowing what I was doing yesterday, I wouldn't be able to fully appreciate this sense of motivation and inspiration and clarity that I'm feeling today. And I believe a lot in kind of energy flow and energy balance throughout the entire universe. So, and you can see this in weather patterns and like the weather and climate and whatever. Energy always is balancing itself. On one side of the planet, it's doing something else on the other side of the planet. Like, there is an energy balance and energy flow. So my thoughts on this, and this is like something that kind of came up at me during my inspiration walk this morning home from the gym, is that if this anxiety and this overwhelm that I was feeling yesterday was this energy buildup inside my body, and the energy buildup needed to be there in order to push this inspiration and this motivation kind of out, almost like a slingshot. It needed to pull back and I needed to feel all this tension and resistance in the elastic to build up enough power and generate enough power for it to be able to fling forward and bring me all this motivation and inspiration that I am feeling today. And also the follow through, because that's really important. If you have all these ideas and this motivation and you don't have enough power generated inside of you to actually act on it and follow through with it, then you are not going to get anywhere with it either. Like, an idea is nothing without action and follow through. It's just a thought in your head. Like, an idea is a quarter of the race. You need to follow through and take action. And obviously that's the hardest part because it requires you to do stuff and it's scary, yada, yada. That's not the point of what I'm talking about right now. But I want to tell you, I guess what I'm getting at here is to appreciate those times that you do feel all that stuff, and maybe think back to times when you have kind of felt anxious and overwhelmed and just being like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have clarity. This doesn't feel clear to me. I don't know what the next steps are. And then question what you are doing after you feel those kinds of things and have those thoughts. Are you mulling in them and just holding on to it and not letting that energy that's generated to push through you, that elastic that's been pulled back? Are you holding that tension? Because if something holds tension for long enough, the tension actually, well, like, think of an elastic. When it's stretched and held in that stretch for a really long time, over time it actually starts to lose its strength, and it kind of, you know, when like a hair tie, when you use it so many times because the tension is always on it, it eventually like stretches out and you can't use it anymore. It's the same thing if you hold on to all this anxiety and overwhelm. You're stretching and you're pulling that tension, and eventually you're holding on for it for too long. You lose the momentum and the power that's actually being created from those feelings. So appreciate those times when you do feel that way, because then you can compare it to those times that you are feeling motivated and inspired, and you can use it as fuel to push you forward. And also, when you do feel that way, like for me, I know pretty much every time I have those feelings and I feel that way, I pretty much know now that the next day, I'm going to feel so much better. Things are about to become clearer and stuff is about to come through. So I hope you understand what I meant by that, everything that I just said. And polarity is a very interesting topic that I will be talking about more. And one of my ideas that has kind of come to me late last night and this morning was this a new program that I'm going to start working on, and polarity is going to be in that. So I'm not going to go too much into it, obviously, because this is a super fresh idea, but I'm super excited about it and I've got so many ideas for it already that just literally came to me from my walk home from the gym. So I'm going to develop this idea over the next little while, and as I do, I will be able to share it with you. But I hope that you got something out of this podcast. This is it. This is all I really wanted to say today. I just felt really inspired to share how I was feeling and what I was thinking, because I mean, I definitely know I'm not the only one that goes through these times and these experiences. So that's it. Thanks for listening to this little mini episode. I hope you are doing great. You know, I would love to, I would love it if you would share your experiences around this kind of stuff with me. So feel free to head on over to my Instagram and send me a message there, or you can send me a message on Facebook. You can send me a message on Facebook directly through my website. As soon as you go there, brookealexander.co, a little pop-up will come up for you to send me a message straight to my Facebook Messenger. So do that. Share it with me if you've gone through these experiences, if you have a similar experience of the way that I have, is right after I go through that heavy anxiety, overwhelming feelings that the next day or not long after you just kind of are flung forward with ideas and inspiration and motivation, then I want to know about it. If you have a way of dealing with it, let me know. Share the love. All right, that is it. I literally got home from the gym and walked straight in to record a podcast. I need to shower and eat. But I hope you enjoyed this little episode, and I will see you next time. Well, no, I won't see you. Maybe I'll see you. All right, I'll talk to you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Success Babe Radio. I hope you learned something that you can begin to implement in your life right now. If you did enjoy this episode, I would absolutely love it if you left me a review in iTunes so that we can get the podcast in front of more people and share the message. Don't forget to head over to my website to sign up and get all the free goodies I've created for you. There's so much for you to enjoy, and I am so grateful to be able to share it with you. Speak soon.